It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and may the 4th be with you. Well, if you're listening to the podcast that was yesterday, if you're watching this on YouTube, that was 2 days ago. But regardless, it's still Star Wars week. Let's just go with that. And may the 4th be with you. Now, because it's Star Wars week and Star Wars Day was on Wednesday, I thought it was perfectly fitting to reuse one of our podcasts that I recorded last year around this time. So I apologize for the sound quality. This isn't the best, but that's a little bit worse because I hadn't figured out the setup that I have now. But regardless, I want to talk to you about storytelling and how the script that they used in Star Wars and other movies ties into how you can use that to market your business. And instead of re-recording a whole new podcast, I thought I would just reuse the one we used last year because it has just as much value. So enjoy that podcast. And as always, I'll chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and happy May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Happy Star Wars Day. Now, if you're a nerd like I am, you absolutely love Star Wars, and this is such a cool day. And I didn't realize how soon this was actually coming up. And when I was getting ready to plan out for the blog for this week, I had a completely different blog that followed last week's. And then when I went to get everything all set for the blog and the podcast, I realized that it was May the 4th. So although today, when you're watching this podcast or listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, it's not actually May 4th, but when the blog went out this week, it was May 4th on Tuesday. So I wanted to keep that theme going because I just love Star Wars that much. And I wanted to kind of use Star Wars Day and May the 4th and talk about how that kind of ties into marketing and how you could use that in your storytelling. Now, for me, I've been a Star Wars fan for as long as I can remember. And kind of in my early teens, I would say late grade school, early high school, kind of in around that 12, 13, 14 year old mark, that's when I really started to kind of really fall in love with Star Wars and the story and all the characters. And how I did that was there was a card game. It was like a customizable card game, they called them, kind of like Magic the Gathering, where you had these cards for different characters, different starships, different planets, and you would kind of play them. I don't even remember how to play the game, to be honest with you, but each card had points, and you'd kind of battle the rebels against the Empire, kind of a thing. And just seeing how massive the Star Wars universe was and how cool the movies were, and then finding out all these different characters that you didn't know and then going back and rewatching them, it was so cool to see how everything all played out. Now, the really cool part about all of that and then how I've come to learn how to use that in marketing, it's basically the same script that Lucas used when he wrote Star Wars. And it's the same kind of a movie script that almost every movie uses. When you think of Hunger Games and you think of Harry Potter and all those types of movies and all the Star Wars movies, they all use the same script, the same framework for their script. And that's called the hero's journey. Now, the hero's journey is kind of broken down into different segments. And that's kind of how the story and the script is written. And then you can actually use that in your marketing as well. So that's what I want to do in this podcast, in this video, and what I did in the blog this week is I kind of broke it down and we chatted about the different sections and what they meant in Star Wars. I talked about A New Hope, which was the first Star Wars movie that came out, which is actually Episode 4. We won't talk about the first 3 episodes, in my opinion. They just didn't happen and don't count, but that's a whole nother story. But when you think about it, so the first section, the first part is obviously you get to meet the hero. You get to meet the main character, meet the hero of the story. Now, obviously, this is Luke. So you get to meet Luke and see what his life is like, and how he's working for his aunt and uncle. And that's kind of where the story starts, is you really get to meet that character. Now, in your messaging, now, you might think and you might want to be the hero in your customer's journey. And that's not the case. For you in your business, you're not the hero. The hero is actually the customers. The customer, your clients, they're the heroes. So when we get going further in this video and in this podcast, you'll see why. Now, the next step is the internal and external struggle of the character, of the main character, of the hero. So now with Luke, his external struggles were he wanted to break free and he wanted to be part of the Rebel Alliance. He wanted to defeat the Empire. He didn't like the Empire. And it was kind of finding out how to do that and moving forward in his life so he can get to that point where he could do that. Now, his internal struggles were talked about when he knew there was something greater, something bigger for him. And eventually kind of the question, is he a Jedi? Could he become a Jedi? So that's kind of his external and internal struggles. Now, when you flip that around, what are the internal and external struggles for your customers or your clients? Now, for example, say for me, like if I am the hero in the story and I'm going to be one of your clients or your customers, knowing that my internal struggles might be something like the internal struggle I could have, imposter syndrome, something that I've talked about and something that we all have. Now, the external struggle is, okay, what do I do with this part of my business and how do I grow that business and trying to find a way to do that? So that's kind of an external struggle for me. Now, knowing what those struggles are for you and your customers is a really big step in developing that story, telling your story, and then helping your customers and your clients. Now, the next step is one of the most important steps of this story. So the next step is meeting the guide. Now, you are the guide in your story, okay? So the guide in Star Wars is when Luke meets Obi-Wan. Now, he meets Obi-Wan, who was a Jedi or who is a Jedi Master. And that's kind of the character in that Star Wars A New Hope story that kind of guides Luke through that movie. And it guides him through the story and it kind of helps Luke find his path. So for you, you're the guide in your business. You are the one that finds the hero, or the hero will find you, and you kind of help them along and you guide them through their journey. So for me, if it's me finding you, the hero, I can guide you along your journey in becoming an entrepreneur and helping you grow your business online. So that's kind of the meet the guide part of the story. Now, the next step of the story is given a plan. So in Star Wars A New Hope, this is where kind of Luke and Obi-Wan go to Alderaan, and then they eventually meet Han and Chewie, and that's where they get the plan where now Luke is going to be trained to become a Jedi, and he's finally going to have that plan in a way to get to find a way to defeat the Empire. And then that's where the call to action comes in. That's the next spot, the next step in that story. But for you, so the given the plan, that's kind of like you're given the framework for your business. Now you can you can't really tell the whiteboard behind me kind of has a framework that I'm working on now in the background. So this is a framework almost like the 30 days of content that I'm giving away if you've seen it on our website. Now that 30 days of content is a framework that is a guide, and that is the plan that I'm giving to you for you to use and take action in your business. So that's kind of a plan that I'm giving you. So the hero, you can use that for your journey, and then meeting Han and Chewie, and then getting on the Millennium Falcon, going to the Empire. That's kind of that plan. Now the call to action, that's where they meet up with Han and Chewie, and they already now have that plan in place. They're on their way, and Han kind of has a little side thing going on at the time, but getting that call to action is starting to fulfill that plan. Now for me, so right now, if you've read any of our blogs, listened to a podcast for the last few weeks, my big call to action right now is I want to help you even further. These blogs are great. These podcasts are great. These YouTube videos that we're starting are great, but I want to take that next step further. So my call to action for you, the hero, is to get into our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum, where I can help you even more and provide you even more value in helping you grow your business online. So that's my call to action, okay? Now, the next step, the next phase of the script, the next part of that movie, and the next step in your story is helping to avoid failure. Now, don't get me wrong, failure is not a bad thing, okay? Failure is actually a pretty good thing because, well, it's a good thing if you handle it the right way. If you fail, the more you fail, you take that as a stepping stone to learn from, and then you keep growing from those failures, okay? Now, think about it from Star Wars. So Luke didn't want to fail when he was in the trench run, you know, attacking the Death Star. A lot of the other X-Wings were getting shot down, and he didn't want to get shot down. He wanted to complete that mission, shoot the torpedoes, and then blow up the Death Star. So helping avoid failure was the other people in his squadron that were helping him get rid of the other TIE fighters. And that's where Obi-Wan steps up, uses the Force, and helps guide Luke through that process of going through the trench run. Now, a way for me as the guide to help you, the hero, avoid failures is, again, Entrepreneur Momentum, our Facebook group. That's where we have a group of like-minded entrepreneurs that are kind of like a squadron, an X-Wing squadron, and we could use each other to help each other avoid failure. Now, the next step to that is our accountability calls that we're starting this week. It was on Thursday. So if you're listening to this, the podcast, they started this morning. If you're watching this on YouTube, they started yesterday. But going forward, they're every 2 weeks. So these accountability calls is another way for us to kind of get together and help each other avoid failures and help us all in reaching our goals and creating momentum in our businesses. Okay. Now, the next step in the story is it ends in success. Okay. So in Star Wars A New Hope, this is where Luke actually completes that mission. He blows up the Death Star. They all go back to, was it Alderaan? Or no, Tatooine, I think it was. I don't remember now. It's been so long. But anyway, so they go back with Princess Leia and Han, Chewie, and Luke. They get awarded. It's a big celebration. That's kind of the win for them. Now, for me, helping you, I want to help you with those wins. And that's where those accountability calls come into play. That's where Entrepreneur Momentum and the Facebook group comes into play. Because every Wednesday, we talk about our wins. And on these accountability calls, as we help each other grow our businesses, that's just a win for everybody. And that's where we all end in success. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today. That's what I wanted to chat about today, was kind of talk about using a story like that, a script like that in your business. So start with creating a story around the hero, which is going to be your clients or your customers. You know, finding out what their internal struggles are and their internal and external struggles are, and kind of using that in your messaging and showing them that you understand what they're going through and you can help them. And that's kind of where, you know, you meet the guy, right? So they meet you, you can introduce yourself, talk about how you can help them, show them how you can help them. Then you can give them a plan. That's the next step, right? You're going to give them a plan and show them how to use that plan. Then you're going to have that call to action for them where you can take things to the next level. And then you want to help them avoid failure. Talk about how what you're doing, what you're offering is going to help them avoid failure. And then talk about how that is going to be successful. So that's it. Those simple steps is a great way to use in all of your messaging, whether it be from Facebook posts, Instagram posts, tweets, TikToks, YouTube videos, podcasts, blogs, it doesn't matter. If you use that in your messaging, you're really going to start to build relationships with your audience, and you're both going to be able to help each other grow your businesses. And that's kind of where I want to help you. So I want to take things to the next level. And like I said, I want to see you in our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum. It's completely free. And I want to see you on these accountability calls. So we're starting on May 6th, but they're going to be every 2 weeks. Right now, they are at 10 in the morning. And we're going to kind of discuss things as they go. We might do 1 week in the morning, 1 week in the evening, and kind of rotate. So that way, if you have a set schedule in the morning and you can make the evenings, perfect. You can come to the following accountability call. Or if you can't make the evenings and you can only make the mornings. So at least this way, everybody can get involved and everybody can help each other grow all of our businesses. So hopefully this kind of helped you a little bit, helped you see what kind of story you can use in your online messaging. And I mean, any messaging, to be honest with you. And hopefully I'll see you in our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum. Thanks, everybody. And we'll chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, hold up one quick second. Just give me 30, 40 seconds of your time before you head out and do whatever it is you have to do. I want to talk to you about expert secrets. Now, you've heard me talk about different strategies, different frameworks in the last few weeks, and even at the end of this podcast. Now, Expert Secrets is the second book that Russell Brunson wrote. And this book helps you tell your story as well as helps you really find your audience. Now, the cool thing about Expert Secrets is the framework Russell used to write this book is what he uses to teach and what he uses to coach his clients. Now, when Russell Brunson coaches you, that's $10,000 per coaching session. And he uses Expert Secrets for that. Now, you can get Expert Secrets absolutely free. All you have to do is pay for shipping.
So if you click the link in the description of this podcast, that is yours absolutely free. You just have to pay for shipping. So hopefully you enjoyed the podcast you just listened to, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.